It was July. The morning of the party dawned warm and sunny, and the spinney in the 100-acre wood was looking its finest. There were speckles of light on the ground where the sun had found a way through the branches, and other places where the branches had said no. Kanga found a mossy place and laid out her best linen tablecloth, the one with bunches of grapes embroidered around the edges, and Rabbit brought his best willow-pattern teacups and said that they were heirlooms. And when Pooh asked Owl in a whisper what an heirloom was, Owl said that it was a kind of kite. Then Kanga moved one of the teacups so that it was covering the stain where Tigger had spilled a dollop of Roo's strengthening medicine. All the animals brought treats for the feast, hazelnuts from the rabbits and a pot of honey, almost full, from Pooh. And a twist of lemon sherbet from Piglet, the kind that when you put it in the palm of your hand and licked it, the palm of your hand went bright yellow. And jellies of all colours made by Roo and Tigger. There were glasses with coloured straws and homemade lemonade and squares of decorated paper with everybody's names on them and things which you blew and which made a hooting noise when you did and things which you threw. And balloons, long ones as well as round ones, and splendid crackers. But in the very centre of the table stood the finest cake you ever saw, baked by Kanga and iced by Roo and Tigger, and there was spindly writing on the icing, except that nobody could make out what it said, not even Owl. And when Pooh asked Roo and Tigger what the writing said, they giggled and ran off to play in the bracken. Everyone had been invited to the party, even Eeyore, and Pooh had pushed a special invitation under the door of Christopher Robin's house. Owl had written it. It said, "Special invitation, welcome home Christopher Robin, and welcome to a welcome home party day today."
"It says welcome three times," Owl explained, "because that's how pleased we are to see him back."
All the animals sat on the ground and waited. But there was a tree stump reserved for Christopher Robin. The jellies were getting rather wobbly in the sun, and Roo kept looking at the green jelly which he had made himself with grapes and greengages and which was, or at least had been, shaped like a castle. It was a little along the tablecloth from him, and he kept fidgeting to get closer to it, because although he thought the others might like green best, he knew that he did. He kept saying to anyone who would listen,
"The red ones are the best. They've got strawberries in them. The yellow ones are even better because they're really lemony."
But he said nothing about the green ones. Eeyore was the last of the animals to arrive in the spinney. He turned around a few times and sat down on the tree stump.
"Jollifications and hey, diddle diddle," he said. "Decent of you to wait for me."
"But Eeyore,"
said Piglet, and would have said more if Kanga hadn't frowned and shaken her head at him.
"I'm sure it's going to be a lovely party," said Kanga, "but you're sitting in Christopher Robin's place, Eeyore dear."
Eeyore unfolded his legs and got slowly back to his feet.
"It was quite comfortable," he said, "as tree stumps go. I'm sure Christopher Robin will enjoy sitting on it now that I've warmed it up for him."
Still, there was no Christopher Robin. Piglet held his cracker up to the light and shook it to see if it rattled. Then, a little sadly, he put it down again.
"When can we start? Oh, when can we start?"
cried Baby Roo.
"The red jellies are best, everyone. Oh, the yellow ones. Oh, when can we start?"
And Kanga said, "Soon, dear, soon. But don't keep pointing like that. It's rude."